Hey guys, welcome back to the Enrique Oquendo Experience. In today's episode, we're going to cover how to cope and manage your stress when dealing with a sick parent and ways to better the relationship with that sick parent. It all boils down to communication, and that is key in sustaining a healthy relationship, and ultimately, if you can, making them better health-wise, whether it's mentally or physically. So I'm gonna give you a few pointers here. I'm not gonna make this video too long. I don't wanna drag it out. I wanna get right to it. So real quick, I'll give you a background on me and a personal anecdote. I deal, since I was a young age, I've been dealing with a sick mother who, amongst many things, suffers primarily from depression, manic depression. And it's been very hard because I've had to learn these skills. I've had to adapt. I've had to read a lot. I've had to educate myself on how to deal with her better. And I'm finally in a place where I can deal with her, and she's made tremendous progress on her end. And in turn, I've learned how to better my stress and deal with my personal relationships and everything else that I have ongoing in my personal life while still being able to effectively take care of her, which to me is victory. If you can get to a place where you can do that, and believe me, it is possible, it just takes a lot of time and dedication, then you will feel a lot happier. You'll be able to manage your personal relationships and everything around you much better, and you'll be just a happier person overall. That was not my case a couple years ago. I had left the military. I was dealing with PTSD. I was dealing with drinking problems. I wasn't the right person to deal with my mother, but I knew something had to give, and she counted on me. Me being an only child, I can't count on other siblings. And I know that the case is for most people that do have siblings, that sometimes there's that one sibling that bears all the weight and the responsibility. So here's a person that has brothers and sisters, but ultimately everything falls on that one person. So if you're that person watching this video, then you can relate to me. Okay, it's not easy to bear all that weight and responsibility, but whether you are that person or you're the other siblings who maybe aren't just contributing enough, you can be that person to help that one sibling that is, and ultimately help each other out and make it easier on everyone. Because believe me, it takes a tribe. You think that you can deal with this all by yourself, but there will come a time when you're gonna wanna break down, you're gonna cry, you're gonna have to have faith, you're gonna have to find people to help you and educate you better on how to deal with such an enormous responsibility, because it is an enormous responsibility. So, real quick, I mean, understanding the situation, understand what it is that you have in front of you. You know, understand the illness. If need be, go to the doctor, sit down with a doctor right beside your mom or your dad, and really engage that doctor and ask him, you know, how can you as a son or a daughter, how can you alleviate the situation with the sick parent, be it they have whatever it is that they have, and maintain that line of communication with that physician. It may seem like they don't care, but you have to arm yourself with the right questions, okay? Because his job is to be a provider, your job is to be a better son or daughter. So ask the right questions, go in there prepared, and maintain that constant communication with the physician, that way that you can better take care of your mom and dad, okay? Communication strategies. Open and honest conversations with your parent about their illness, okay? When you're not in the office with that primary care physician and your parent present, you need to maintain constant communication with that parent via text, via phone call. What I personally do is I shoot my mom 3 or 4 texts a day, and vice versa. We're always maintaining communication when she's feeling down, when she's feeling depressed, when she's feeling anxiety, when she just doesn't want to go out. always maintaining a line of communication. I do at least one phone call a day to see how she's doing, and that means the world to her, believe me. So you're gonna be the physician, you're gonna be the secondary provider, you're gonna be that psychologist to be there for your mother, okay? It's gonna be hard, but I promise you it's gonna get better. You also have to be emotional support to this parent, okay? You know, they did not choose to have this illness, or this illness might be a consequence of their poor choices in life or poor habits, okay? We are not perfect, but we can get better, okay? Progress, not perfection, remember that. Practical considerations, organizing medical information and documents, exploring available resources and support services with your parent. Be up to date with what their medication is, if they're willing to open up with you. In my personal case, I help my mom out with her medication and her money because she just doesn't want to manage those things because she feels like she's not capable of doing that. So I'm always there to make sure that she's taking her medication, to make sure that she has her money, because some people just cannot. They don't have the discipline or the mental aptitude or just the mental space, okay? They're always ruminating in cyclical, toxic, you know, negative emotions. And what you want to do is you want to go in there with a little duster and a mop, and you just want to clean up as much as possible, okay? You're the facilitator. You're going to have to be this for a long time, depending on the severity of what your parent is suffering from. So this is not a video for those people that want that quick fix, okay? You're going to have to be there. You're going to have to gauge this problem. You're going to have to face it head on with them. You're not alone. Remember that. Self-care. Along from taking care of your parent and like we've covered, you know, making sure that you have a communication line with them and their provider, you're up to date with their healthcare, you're also gonna have to take care of yourself. You're gonna have to learn how to ignore the message or answer the message if she reaches out to you. Not everything requires a reply. You have to also educate them indirectly on when your space is, your private space, and when you can contribute space to them. They have to understand that, you know, you're there for them in need, not all the time. I know that sounds a bit dry, it sounds a bit bad, but you have your life to live and they have theirs. So that space, okay, that respect, you know, intimacy, your own life, they need to respect that. You also need to communicate it to them so that they're on board with how the program goes. You determine the program, not them. And planning for the future. What I do with my mom is I sit down with her and I tell her, okay, mom, 5-10 years down the line, where do you see yourself? How much progress do you want to make? Give them that vision. Give them the ability to accept that life is in their hands, and that you're willing to be there along the way, but that they're ultimately in control so that they can start changing that frame of thought, okay? They need to know that there's hope, but that they can create that hope. They can change trajectory. They can change course if they decide to, okay? Because what ends up happening and what I see a lot of times in many cases is kids that want to help out their parents or help out anybody for that matter, they become enablers. You don't want to enable anything. That's wrong behavior. This is a grown adult. You want to treat them as such. And you also want to give yourself the respect and dignity of also calling them a parent, because if you enable somebody to the point where they no longer see you as their son or daughter, but as a parent, you don't want that. Even though you know that they're not capable of being a full functioning parent, you always want to give them the benefit of the doubt that they are the parent at the end of the day. Hey mom, I believe in you. I need my mother, okay? These are some of the words that you could use with that parent or with your father or with whatever other sibling that you have, okay? It just doesn't only apply to parents, but to everybody else. And that's basically it. So you want to maintain communication with their healthcare providers if they allow it. You want to maintain constant communication via text or phone call throughout the day. This is on a daily basis, by the way. This is not a one time throughout the week and then I disappear until the next week. No, 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 we're not doing that. Because if these people are going to get better, they're going to be a product of repetition over time and learning. They're learning just as you are, except you're guiding them, okay? It's like having a kid, you know? The kid learns because of all these, you know, countless interactions with their parents. Well, now your sick parents are gonna learn from you from these countless interactions with them, and ultimately they'll become much better parents, more wholesome, healthier minds, spiritually, physically. Just remember, don't give up. You're not alone in this. This is an ongoing struggle that I go through with my mother. You know, this thing with me started in 2012 when I left the Marine Corps, and present day, you know, it's been almost about a decade, and this is still an ongoing issue. But my mom has progressed 1,000%. Okay, my mom was the type of person that would not go out to exercise because she had so much anxiety that she didn't want to leave her apartment. Okay, my mom was the type of person that would over-medicate and just sleep throughout the day. She is not that person anymore. My mom used to not even go out to exercise. I have her on a diet now. She's lost a ton of weight. She exercises regularly throughout the week. And she's just full of hope. Understand this, whether it's you, your parent, or anybody, you have to be there for that person, okay? It's sometimes we just want to say things like, you know, suck it up, just get better. Why aren't you getting better? You know, these are selfish thoughts. I used to be that person. I used to just be like, you know, why are you being so weak? These tactics do not work. If anything, they make the person worse. So patience, tolerance, consistency, you have to be the alpha in this relationship, okay? That's the only way they're gonna get better. And you just don't give up on them. If you don't give up on somebody, they don't give up on themselves. And you just basically coach them along the way until progress is made, and then you go on to the next big thing. I hope this video has been instructional, and thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe if you want more content every Sunday, and I'll see you guys on the next go around. Thank you for listening.